I've got to do this subject now instead of the Anthony Flew thing, because if I don't bring my daughter's Bible home, I don't think that I can go home tonight. So sorry for jumping around here. I've been meaning to do this for a couple of days. I had my daughter's Bible, and I didn't realize how good the footnotes were in it. Now, you're probably not going to agree with every footnote in every study Bible that there is, but I wanted to share with you the difference between a theological Bible, a study Bible, and a more modern-day evangelical type of study Bible. And this, to me, is a good example of the difference between a Bible-based church and a more of a seeker-friendly type of church. I think this captures it rather nicely, if and you don't mind. Everybody knows, if you don't know, you're going to hear it right now, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me read you the footnote in my seeker-sensitive modern translation Bible. Some people are repulsed by the idea of eternal life because their lives are miserable. But eternal life is not an extension of a person's miserable mortal life. Eternal life is God's life embodied in Christ, given to all believers, now as a guarantee that they will live forever. In eternal life, there is no death, sickness, enemy, evil, or sin. We don't know Christ. When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though this life is all we have. In reality, this life is just the introduction to eternity. Receive this new life by faith and begin to evaluate all that happens from an eternal perspective. All right. And you'll hear the sharp distinction when I read to you now. This is the Nelson Study Bible. Listen to the footnote on the very same verse and see if you notice a difference. The Greek word monogenes is used by John to convey only the unique relationship between God the Father and Jesus as the Son of the Father. It's the word, the begotten word. It serves to distinguish Christ as the only Son of God, in contrast with the many children of God. The uniqueness of this relationship is further emphasized by the fact that we become the children of God, whereas Jesus always was the Son of God. Though unique in his relationship to God, Jesus is described by Paul as the firstborn among many brethren. Christians' relationship to God may not be the same as that of Christ to the Father, but the Christians can call God their Father. As children of God, we should always seek to be as obedient as the only begotten Son of God. Reference, Psalm 2:7, primary reference, John 3:16. Hear the difference? And while I'm not encouraging you to go out and buy a Nelson Study Bible, that wasn't the point of this, are you going to a church where you're hearing the first one as opposed to the second one? Do you hear the difference when a scripture or even a word is exposited and you hear the depth of it and the meaning of it and then the application of it, as opposed to, hey, well, we're just going to talk about stuff in general and hope that everything is great and send you on your way? There's a huge difference. What type of preaching are you getting?